Well, I hope everybody enjoyed their Christmas holiday and enjoyed family and significant others and all that. I got a chance to sleep in a little bit, so I enjoyed sleeping in. Well, I woke up about 5:30, and then I did turn over and and stayed in the bed for a little while. So that was good. But now we're back to reality and back to work, and got to deal with our injury situation. So I'll start with that. Tyson Jackson has his toe, and we're going to have to see whether he can handle the weight on it. So he's not going to practice today, and it he will be able to. We'll be able to tell later on whether he can deal with it or not. So we'll evaluate him as the week goes on. Copper has a knee, a ligament that's strained. So we'll evaluate him also. He's not going to practice today, and you know, Copper has been a good player for us because he knows all the receiver positions, but he also plays special teams. And so hopefully he'll be able to do something. And but we'll evaluate him as the week goes on also. Moyaki is still dealing with his head, and he's not practicing today, but he's better. He was in the meetings and talking to him. He sounds better. He did some light workout, you know, what was it, yesterday? He came in yesterday and did some light work. So he's making progress, and so but he's not going to practice today, and we'll see if he can practice tomorrow or the next day and go from there. And then with this illness that's going around, Tamahali, he came in, but he has a fever and has a little nausea, so we sent him home. Donald Stevenson, the same thing, and so we sent him home. And then Jamal Charles, he has got nausea and all that, and so he's in the training room right now, but he'll probably be sent home so that he can rest and have a chance to get back. So, you know, that's kind of what, excuse me, I've got a touch of a cold myself, and I'm fighting it, but I'll be here, and I'm practicing today. So, you know, we're dealing with those and trying to work around it as best we can. And so today is the first preparation day, and so we're going to start. On Denver, the good thing is we've played them before, and we have a little knowledge of them. And so we will have to use that knowledge and that experience that of playing against them the last time and try to build on that and try to play better so that we can win the game. So with that, I'll open it up.
Early on injuries, Flowers, you expect him to be okay in full practice day?
Yep.
What about Brandon Allen?
Yep.
Coach, you mentioned Jamal's not feeling well, but tonight we're going to find out who is in the Pro Bowl. Is that a name you're expecting to see as a representative from the Chiefs?
Well, I'm hopeful. You know, I know that in this business, when you win, teams, players get more recognition. When you lose, you don't get as much recognition. But he's been a bright spot for us, and excuse me, he has the chance to become a 1,500-yard rusher. And you know, those they don't come along every day. And hopefully, everybody else will recognize that and give him some recognition.
Well, now, what were your expectations for him coming off the knee going into this season?
I really didn't know. You know, because anytime when players come off major injuries, you really don't know what to expect. I know that he's been working hard. He'd been rehabbing hard. He wanted to do well. But, you know, until you get out there on the field and take a hit, be hit, you know, plant and cut and do those kind of things, you're not sure. But he went through training camp, went through the preseason, and I think he got better and more confident, you know, as he did that and was able to feel confident in the fact that he could run with it and he could plan and he can cut and do the things that he'd done before. And he's had a very good year for us.
So, with that said, is he gone well beyond anything you realistically could have expected from him going into this year?
Well, no, I think that if I felt like that if he returned to form, that he was a very good runner, you know, and I knew that he had those capabilities, and by him working at it and accomplishing what he's accomplished, I feel good about it. But, you know, he was, in 2010, he was a good runner there. And this year he's turned out to be a very good runner for us also.
Do you feel like you have any other guys who are worthy of Pro Bowl consideration at least?
Well, you know, I hate to call names, because if I call a name and the guy is not even considered, then, you know, that doesn't look good. But, I mean, Derek Johnson is a very productive player for us. Has been the last couple of years, and very productive this year. But, you know, on a losing team, sometimes you get overlooked. So I think that would be a guy on the defensive side.
What about Justin?
Justin has done nicely. He's come along. And I think he kind of falls into that same category. He's got like 10 sacks. You know, but on a losing team, that might not be enough to get recognition that he wants.
It seems like you only played him a few weeks ago, but the Broncos seem to have kicked it into even another gear. Why do you think over the last few weeks they've been so high?
Well, you know, when you win, you gain confidence, and I think their team is gaining confidence. They're becoming more familiar with each other. I think as you look at their record, I know they got a 10-game winning streak going right now. But when they first started off, they were about a 500 team for a minute, you know, and that had something to do with the new quarterback and getting used to new players and new receivers. But they're beginning to gel, and the longer they play together, the better they get.
So does Peyton just keep getting better and better? I mean, it seemed, you know, he started the year shaking off a little bit of the cobwebs, and then all of a sudden he's been in another gear, and, you know, he's leading in the Pro Bowl kind of balloting and stuff. Is he playing at a different level even for a guy with a storied career like he has?
No, I think the biggest thing about Peyton is that he's also coming off an injury. And you know, early on, I think probably he was feeling his way just a little bit, trying to figure out if he could do the things that he used to do and all of those kind of things. But he looks very similar to the guy that I've seen in the past.
Who's your quarterback going to be this week?
Quinn.
Okay, well, you said Monday you were thinking about it, so.
No, I don't know if I exactly said I was thinking about it, but, yeah, Quinn.
That decision, did you put more time into that decision this week than any other week? Or
no.
Was it a more difficult decision this week than any other week?
No.
Coach, the guys who do make the Pro Bowl, or like Derek and Jamal on this team, is there an ingredient about them in their work ethic that just elevates them in addition to the natural talent they have?
Yeah, I think that you'll find that all the great players and all the Pro Bowl players have a work ethic about them, you know, and they perform at practice. They practice the way that they play, you know. And that was one of the things about Jamal this year, coming off that injury. Even though, you know, he takes a pounding on Sunday, he shows up and he practices during the week. And that just helps a guy get better, particularly playing his position. You know, when a lot of it has to do with your reads and your instincts, that way he can keep his instincts strong and sharp.
Eric Berry seems to have improved here the last few weeks. What's happened with him?
Well, I think it's a similar situation. He's coming off injury as well, major injury, and we've put more on his plate this year than he had in the past. You know, his rookie year, we had him playing one position, and he did very well. Then he was injured, and then this year he comes back, and we added a couple positions to him, give him more to do, and so he had to work through those things. And I think that he's gotten comfortable with the multiple jobs that we've given him and is showing up on the field.
Couple more. Romeo, you're playing to win the game. That's obvious. But for the long term of the franchise and draft positioning and things like that, there is a silver lining if you lose. How do you reconcile, you know, the future down the road and in draft positioning, things like that, with wanting to win the game on Sunday?
Well, I think you play to win. I mean, that's why we play the game, and that's what's really important, whether you win or lose, and that's what everybody looks at, and that's what everybody counts. You know, they don't put in an asterisk by in that one loss column. If you lose, they don't put the asterisk. They lost because they wanted the first pick or something like that. You know, either you win or you lose. And so we play to win, and that's the only way that I know how to do it.
Coach, you indicated that there really wasn't much thinking in your mind about changing your starting quarterback and going with Castle instead of Quinn, or even Stansy instead of Quinn. What has Brady Quinn brought to you?
Well, you know what, early on, the thing that he did is he protected the football, didn't turn the ball over, and managed the game well. This last game wasn't a very good game for him. The thing that we said was that we weren't going to have him looking over his shoulder when we put him in there, you know. And so I think that falls into that category.
What is Adam Zimmer's status for this week?
Adam's case hasn't been resolved yet, and so we're going to wait to see if that's resolved. And until there's some resolution, Adam will continue doing his job.
Coach, how is it about the thin air in Denver? Do you do anything for that, especially when it's cold? Does that make – I mean, I've never tried to run there, but I can't imagine, you know, how that affects people and how you can even prepare for it.
Well, you know what, I think when you come from multiple time zones, that seems to be more critical than from here. You know, we went out there last year, and our guys didn't seem to be negatively impacted by the altitude. I've gone from the East Coast, and sometimes late in the game, it can impact you. But I don't think it's as much of an issue coming from this time zone.
All right. Thank you.